The Preacher's Daughter by Beverly Lewis, published by Bethany House. A gnawing sense of guilt defines my life, yet I am too obstinate to fess up to the sin which so easily besets me. What I want to do and what I ought to do get verhoodled in my head and in my heart. This is especially trying when it comes to my twice-weekly visits to Cousin Julia Ranks, where I am hired to help with her two young children and do some light housekeeping, and where I spend time working alone in the little attic room created just for me. There I take a measure of joy in the world of forbidden color, paint, canvas, and brushes, this secret place known only to my Mennonite kinfolk and to the Lord God himself. I was just 6 when my preacher father's probing brown eyes did all the reprimanding necessary to stir up shame in my soul when I was caught wistfully drawing a sleek black kitty high in the haymow. From then on, I learned to hide my art from prying eyes, even though I wished for a way to put a stop to it altogether. Here lately, I have been urged to join the communion of earthly saints, the Paradise Amish Church. And since I marked my 20th birthday back at the end of April, I am keenly aware of concerned faces at nearly every church gathering. Dad is doubly responsible unto God on my behalf, Mom says frequently, beseeching me to heed the warning. If I keep putting off my decision, well, that alone will become a choice, and in due time, I will have to leave the community of the people, my family, and all that I...